As you would expect, after his lengthy debate and demonstration, he adopts a more forceful style and plenty of rebuke. He also mentions an example relevant to the topic. For it's usual for children to be attracted to trivial things and to be easily excited, but they don't show as much admiration for genuinely important things. These people, having the gift of tongues, which was the least significant of all, believed they had everything. So, he says, don't be children, meaning don't lack understanding where you should be thoughtful, but be childlike and simple where there is wickedness, vanity, and pride. For the person that is naive in wickedness should also be wise. Because as wisdom with wickedness wouldn't be wisdom, so simplicity with foolishness wouldn't be simplicity. It's necessary to avoid foolishness even in simplicity, and wickedness even in wisdom. Just as neither bitter nor sweet medicines in excess do any good, so neither does simplicity by itself nor wisdom. This is why Christ instructed us to balance both when he said, "Be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves."